there was some interesting, pretty radical. I mean, I read the book 22 years ago, but there was some pretty radical theories that he had.
It was more avant-garde than it was radical, because those things aren't so radical today. They're not so radical today. Maybe it's worth being. You see.
Who had the theories, Bert?
Dr. Batman Geld is an Iranian doctor. He wrote a book called Your Body's Many Cries for Water.
Okay.
And are you saying he died under mysterious circumstances?
Yes. There was a rumor back when, before I came to Switzerland, that he was taken out because of his pretty radical, like Ian said, very avant-garde approach to as far as what water did to the body. It's a pretty interesting story of how he discovered or started researching water and how it cured people when he was, I think he was, if I recall off the top of my head, he was put in jail in the Shah of Iran, and they only gave him water, and he started treating people with basic illnesses with water, and he discovered water. So then after he got released, he went to the United States and actually started doing a lot of research with the water, and actually he confronted NIH and the AMA, and they sort of just rejected what he was presenting to them about how water.
And then what happened was, it really wasn't about water count. It was about hydrogen and the first steps of those changes, which you already know about that anyway. But then they sent the gulag in, and they beat the hell out of him, and he died. The gulag done him in.
But he was living in the States by then. Is there an American
Where do you think
gulag?
The gulag is? Where do you think they are? That's where they are.
In prison? Regular federal prison?
Any of them. He wasn't in prison.
He died of pneumonia at a hospital in Fairfax, India.
Hospital. That's a morgue. That's a gulag.
That's a morgue.
So what's his name? Batman, B-A-C-K-M-A-N?
Batman Geld.
Geld, yeah.
Well, spell it.
B-A-T-M-A-N-G-H-E-L.
Slow.
It takes an hour. This is a long name. I know what you're up to.
Just email it to him. He'll email it to himself back. He'll answer himself. Just email it to him. It's good.
Batman, eh? He has the name Batman.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes.
22 years ago. I didn't realize it was that long ago. Okay, go ahead, Bert.
Okay.
That was a good point. Hey, Karen, that was a good point. Mark your hydrogen stuff, because you're going to be able to pull isotopes off of hydrogen. Did you hear that? Because of Bert, you're going to be able to pull isotopes off of hydrogen once you have a different position. That's the way to say that.